But a father is very important. That's what I was saying. Me and my dad went fishing a lot of time right up there on 175. And we had our son and father and son talk. He'll say, son, what you caught throwing over yonder? I'm kind of dead. I know how to fish. I know how to fish. And he'll say, well, you catch something, you throw over there. I see manhood the same way. You throw out a bait, and somehow the fish are looking up, but they're not attracted to that bait. Bait just fly right on over. So we pull out another lure, and we throw out again. Fish look up, pass right on over. I'm just talking about manhood. I'm just talking about our brothers for a while. Because it's kind of hard to catch us. Because we kind of skeptical on a lot of stuff. So you throw another bait out. Maybe I need a jitterbug. Look, make a little gnaw. What is that? You take a hold, but you ain't got him yet. He took a hold of that bait, but you ain't got him yet. A fish will hit that bait, but if you ain't got him, he'll come off. So we try another bait, and pretty soon you hit him, and you pull him, but this time you got him. That's how God got me. Tried a different bait, different way, maybe different colors, but pretty soon I got hooked. You can go to church. You can go all the revivals you want to. Sing in the choir. Be the head deacon. Be the pastor. Be the bishop. If you're not hooked. You walk right out there, though. I thought they were rubbing so-and-so. And we get all this good. Oh, I thought they loved the Lord. You can't keep your eyes on men. You got to focus on yourself. Because that's who you're in it for. I'm in this for me, y'all. I love y'all. I really do. I appreciate y'all for coming out. But I'm in this for me. So if only number one person come in here and listen to me, hey, I'll be all right. See, I'm not in the name crowd. God has shown me a lot of things. The name calling, the minister and pastor. Now, folks are trying to do titles, and when you don't give them what they want, they mad and they leave church. What kind of mess is that? Why can't I be what Brother Danny is? Danny is a good deacon. Why can't I be him? Why can't I be somebody that's humble? Oh, we don't want them, but we want to just take over. And if I ain't running things by, we give ourselves a limit. If they ain't promote me in 2 years, I'm gone. Well, you might need to go. Because you're killing everybody else with that bad spirit. I used to do it when I was working down on my job. They come in, oh, Mrs. Summers, I'm sick. Stay home, please. When you sick, stay home. Don't come over there. Don't do me like that. And I'm running away. I ain't messing with your brother Willie. But they're trying to, listen, and you know we got to test the same doorknob and all that. Y'all know how, stay home. They want me to get out the violin. Poor is we, woe is me. God help us. God going to help us, though. He's going to put us in the right direction. And the reason he is because he's that kind of a God. My subject today is love helps. And boy, I'm sure it does, that love helps. My scripture is going to be out of Luke 15. And I'm going to go ahead and read the 25 through the 37. You guys don't have to stand because it's a rather long process, but I'm going to go ahead and read it. It said, and behold, a certain lawyer stood up and tempted him, saying, Master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? He said unto him, what is the written in the law? How readest thou? And he answered and said, thou shalt love thy Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy strength and with all thy mind and thy neighbor as thyself. And he said unto him, thou hast answered right. This do, and thou shalt live. But he is willing to justify himself and said unto Jesus, and who is my neighbor? Let me stop right there. That lawyer, that slick mouth rascal, that educated joker said, okay, but who is my neighbor? Who should I take care of? Jesus, so cool and modest as he is. Here, Jesus answered and said, a certain man went down, and this is talking about the parable, from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell among thieves, which stripped him of his raiment and wounded him, and departed, leaving him half dead. And by chance there came down a certain priest the way, and when they saw him, he passed and by on the other side. And likewise the Levite, when he was at the place, he came and looked at on him and passed by on the other side. But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came to where he was. And when he saw him, he had compassion on him, and went on him and bound up on his wounds and pouring in oil and wine, and set him on his beast, and brought him into an inn, and took care of him. And on the tomorrow, when he departed, he took out 2 pence and gave them to the host, and said unto him, take care of him, and whosoever thou spendest more, when I come again, I will repay thee. Which now of these 3, thinkest thou our neighbor unto him that fell amongst the thieves? And he said, it is that he that showed mercy on him. Then he said, Jesus unto him, go and do this likewise. I say to the church today, have mercy on people. Get you some compassion in your heart. That is the only way that you can serve God. You know, when you speak of the word L-O-V-E, love, it's a strong word. It's an emotional word. And when you talk to couples, it's a romantic word. I thank the Lord for my wife of 31 years. She stood by me thick and thin. Hang on in there, baby. Hang on in there. But God is good. God is good. And we've seen a lot of ups and we've seen a lot of downs. I was telling the church the other day, I said, even our down ones made us stronger. One thing God does in the down one, he wants to educate you in your down. He wants to, how can I say, encourage you when you're down, but you see a lot of things when you're down, and you get stronger when you're down, especially when you're seeking for the Lord. Some people will tell you, you know, Brother Carton, if you do this and such a thing and such this, look here, I want you to declare me, even if God don't bless me. I'm kind of like the 3 Hebrew boys. If God don't deliver me, I won't bow. See, we won't. How can I say it? We want somebody to say, well, he'll do this and he'll do this, and that'll keep us in church. But what if he don't do that? What if he don't give you that house on the hill? What if he don't give you that Mac Daddy husband that you want? What if he don't give you that fine wife or divine that you want? Uh-oh. Now he don't give you the car that you want, the things that you really after, and really probably don't need them. Some of us don't need a whole lot of money, because you know why? If we get money, y'all, we're going to be funny. We are gone, because there's no need for help anymore. You can get the best doctors, the best lawyers, the best teachers. Yeah. Until your money get cut off. That's why that Antonio Brown is messy now, being messy. And NFL, he crying to get back in the football league. Quit acting crazy and play football. I'm tired of these football players. And then they want to shut your mouth. Sometimes we need to put a pacifier on them. You're making millions of dollars and don't know how to act on a football field. Millions of dollars. I'm proud of my home boy, that my home's out of the White House. I'm proud of that kid. If he keep a level head, keep a level head. Hush your mouth. Because if you don't, you'll be right back down there in Lufkin, Texas. I hope y'all ain't kidding Dez Bryant in here. Humble yourself. Humble yourself. God can work more for you if you humble yourself. In that story, we're talking about love. And we got love, it says, an intense feeling of deep affection. Or it is a great intense of pleasure in something. Some people like to go hunting. Some people like to go fishing. Some people like ride horses. I mean, what are your compassion? What really you like to do? Now, I'm not a hunter because it's too cold outside. Now, I'm not standing up there with a gun trying to wait till they come. I had my brother-in-law talking about, oh, it's all right, man, just come out now. I don't want to be in no deer stand. It's cold out there. And then his uncle talking about, oh, man, this is the best time to go when it's cold. Uh-oh, I don't want to do that. So I find somewhere it's warm. I do a little fishing. But anyway, whatever you like to do. And when we talk about the different kinds of love, we have, I picked out just four of them. We got love, we have stargo, philia, and eros. Now, stargo is an empathy, a bond. We have philia, it has a friend bond. You know, there are some friends, man, that you can depend on, man. They're almost closer than you, than your family. And they love you, man. When they say, that's my boy right there. Hey, man, whatever you need. Hey, they'll call you. Hey, man, you just tell me what you need, man. By 500, I got you. And I'm going to tell y'all what. God put folks in your life that ain't a bit more in church. Uh-oh, did I scare you? God put folks in your life that ain't a bit more in church that give you favor. That be your help out. And sometimes that ain't in your... Sometimes they not your color. Uh-oh. You done gained favor through the Lord. Lawyers, big business bank, simply because you honored yourself. Let's help out there. Help us, Lord. And then we said eros is the romantic love. Now, that's that love that sometimes brothers we use. Now, I hope we use it in the right way. Know that a woman loves us. We know good and well we ain't loving her. But we done put that smooth on it. We cool. Girl, you know you're the one for me. You know how. I saw you now. Had to have you out. Just lying. And now she mad because she done fell for the bait. Yeah, y'all sisters, y'all get mad now. And I don't want to make sisters mad. I tell you, I know, Lord have mercy. Sister Janice, I don't want to make y'all mad. Y'all cut ties, put Purex on things. Simply because we said something we couldn't hold a bargain to. I think if a man was to come up to a woman and say, look, and I told my wife that she laughed at me all the time. I told a girl in college, I told her, I don't want to, I told this girl, I said, I don't want to, I don't want to be boyfriend and girlfriend. You know what I'm saying? We all right. I just want to, you know. She said, what you talking about, Card? I said, in other words, I was trying to break it off with her. But she had bought me a lot of stuff, shirts and things and things. And she got a big heavy set girl. She about 250. I was all about 150, and she was pretty upset with me about not keeping my end of the bargain. But I told her, I would give her my heart. I'd be honest. I don't want to get too serious. No, that ain't what she wants. She said, I want you to get serious. She said, I want you to bring all my stuff back. All my stuff I bought you, them Coca-Cola. Y'all remember them Coca-Cola shirts? She bought me one of them. One of them OP shorts. Y'all remember the OP shorts? She bought me some of them. I brought them all back. Because I'm not getting beat down. I'm a black Don Knox. I'm going to get whooped. And she said, bring them upstairs. She lived upstairs. I'm not bringing them upstairs. I set them down on the stairs right down there. And got in my car. And I'll tell you, I put that thing on two wheels. I got out of there. But what I didn't do, I was really being serious about how I felt. Sometimes we don't want the truth of the matter. And that's hard to swallow sometimes, the truth of the matter. That's a hard pill to swallow, y'all. You think you're a good football player and you're really not. You think you're a good basketball player and you're really not. You think you can cook. And you can't. I'm not going to go there, honey. I'm going to leave you alone. But my baby ain't never told me she can cook. But then she asked me, she throw it back on me, can you cook? So that we make some bologna sandwiches or something. Love. We're talking about love. Love gets compassion. Love brings about some good thoughts. And it says here, love doesn't, in Corinthians 13 and 4 and 7, you might not have this, but it was talking about that the church of love. Love suffers long and it's kind. And what it does, it doesn't puff of itself up. There's so many things that love don't do. It suffers wrong. It doesn't not behave itself unseemly. It's not her own. It's not easily provoked. It's not easily provoked. Love. We're talking about love. I think when you're talking about love, when you're talking about having compassion, when you see others down, do you mind helping somebody out sometime? When you got the, how can I say, when you got the ability to help somebody, there's nothing wrong in helping somebody if you can. That's why God made you a blessing, so that you can help somebody. Now, most of the time, it's not monetary funds sometimes, saints of God. It's not. Sometimes a soft word. When I entered into the gates today, and I heard that word right there, I said, man, that's what our brothers need. Not to bam on them. Not to bam them, because a lot of our brothers are confused about life. Somebody said, tell our man folk, you got to be a man. You show that woman you a man. No, we're not abusive. We love our women. That's how you show love to your wife. But see, if you ain't been showed love, there's a confusion. And that's why our women are by themselves sometimes, because they get a joker, they want to go upside the head. Brother Gordon, if he hit me one more time, matter of fact, no, if he hit me, and you don't need that. I don't wish it on you. I don't even wish it on my own daughter. I tell her, don't not get no man. Don't hit you upside the head, girl. What you done? Wait a minute now. Wait a minute. And if you're doing that, stop that. If you're having them kind of cat fights where y'all got to swing, everybody need to go to the end of the house. Because the kids look, especially if you got kids, hold up. You turn up your house. Me and my wife fussed a whole lot, and it lasted just like this. You know what I found out? How I won, brothers? I hush and let her go. I let her go by herself. Yeah. But see, we want to do the man thing and keep going with it. Hush, you hush. Help gonna come if you hush. And then after a while, we can get ourselves back together. Honey, you want to go to Walmart? Yeah, I go. You know. See, we don't forget what we now. We don't forget what we were fussing about. You see what you do when you let God lead and reign? Let God get in ahead of you. You don't have to have the last word all the time. But when you see somebody in need, if you can help them, help them if you can. I know a lot of us said, "Oh, Brother Carter, man." I done helped folks before, man. I done gave folks money. Them jokers ain't gave my money back. I understand that. I feel you on that. I've done the same thing, too. But I can't be looking for money and mad at them because they didn't give it back. Because God ain't let me go hungry. I got some rice and beans, and I got some Jell-O. I got some, y'all hear me? I'm not hungry. So that wasn't my last. We get all upset. They I co-sign for them jokers. I don't want to go for that. But we're trying to help somebody. But what you do, you direct them in the right way of path. When y'all bring them here to KC, you bring them into a right way of path. There's a lot of folks that have been abused, hurt. Kind of like this man on that traveling. He was in an unknown place. Got jumped by some strangers. Some thieves beat him up and took all his stuff. Now the Levite come by and passed him up. Preacher man, passed him up. Lord, have mercy. And that's how we are sometimes. It ain't none of my business. It ain't my situation. But I can I back myself up, because I always jump ahead. I remember as a kid up there, Fred Douglas. Mr. Jones was the principal then. And they said, "What you doing, boy?" Nothing, Mr. Jones. You get on to that room. And see, why we were so scared of them? Because they know our mama and our daddy. Yeah, Mr. Jones know your daddy by your fist. Is those vessels your dad? Yes, sir. See that? When you know some connection, and they call your mama by your mama, her first name, or something. You know, that kind of get your attention. You know, if he called her, I hope he ain't calling Sister Harriet. I hope she, if my mama called her at the school. But you know these people. See them at Piggly Wiggly, which we ain't got Piggly Wiggly no more. I'm just saying. Yeah, you see these folks at the store. And it was a community that helped raise and bring up your kids. I go in Miss Cannon's store, get some of them cookies. She said, okay, y'all children, hush your mouth, hush up. What you want? Miss Cannon, I want some of them cookies. I want a Jack cookie. Come in. I said, yes, ma'am. How much money you got, boy? Now, how much money you got in your hand? Well, Miss Cannon, I got 2 pennies and 5 cents. Now, how much a Jack cookie cost? A dime. Look. You got a nickel and 2 pennies. That's 7 cents. You need 3 more cents. But they were trying to help her. She was going to let me have a cookie anyway. That was just Miss Cam. She let me have it anyway. But they were trying to help her at the same time. Mr. Jones, I never another guy, used to tell me, I don't want you to see you in this class no more. I don't want you taking intro algebra. I was at high school. I don't want you taking intro math no more. I said, why come, Mr. Jones? I want you to better yourself. You making A's in this class. You can do better for yourself, boy. Get out this class. All you doing, come in here and go to sleep. And y'all, it was honest. It was easy. See, we want life easy. But see, what they were doing, they were trying to throw us out there where it's something hard. It's almost kind of learn swimming and don't know how to swim. Them jokers, what's his name? I'm going to go way on back now. Selvin Robinson. I think his name is Selvin. And Selvin picked me up and throw me out there in the deep. That's when Fred Douglas had that swimming pool. Picked me up and throw me out there. Yeah. That was your nephew. He picked me up and throw me in the deep. Kick your leg, boy. I was doing more than kicking. Hey, I tell y'all what, I learned how to swim. Swim like a fish. You know why I come? And you know why I learned how to swim? Because I liked it. First, I got the fur, but I liked it. Did it? Sometimes we need to be thrown under unthanked territory. Amen? God can help you in that unthanked territory. Sometimes, Brother Carter, I don't think how I'm going to make it. I don't want to ask them for this. I don't want to go up there in the boldness of the Lord and say, look, just tell people, look, I'm going to be honest with you. I don't have this and I don't have that. I need a loan about $1,000. I'm just being honest. I said, Mr. Summer, what you got on here? What's the thing right now? I just need $1,000. That's all I need. Don't go in there and talk about, well, now, well, let's see. I have this and I have that and I have this. I got a car paid for. No, in good way, your car ain't paid for. You have no collateral. Just be honest. Just be honest. Y'all know how we feel out this stuff. We don't fill it out right. Be honest. And the Lord will help you. That's what he's here for. He's here to help you when you're down. He's here to help you when you're out. He's here to help you when you can't even see your way. That's what I say, that love helps. When I say that love lifteth me, when nothing else can help, saints of God, love lifted me. It says also in Matthew 22, 37 and 39, Jesus said unto them, thou shalt love thy Lord, thou shalt God with all thy heart and all thy soul and with all thy mind. And this is the first and the great commandment. And then the second it says, like unto it, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Continue in love, and God can bless you. Continue to do the right thing, God can bless you. It don't take a whole lot for love. You might make somebody some peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. All you know how to do is make, because we used to have a sister make us peanut butter cookies all the time. And it was so nice, but there were some good cookies, I tell you. But she was showing us love. You might know how to knit and sew something for somebody. Show something real pretty and give it to them. Show somebody some love sometime. Within that, God can help. It don't matter what age you are. We were young back then. I remember the ice cream trucks. Y'all remember the ice cream trucks? They're very limited now. They come to the projects. That thing, everybody running outside. because the ice cream man's outside. Everybody happy because the ice. Then you got one kid over here. He sad. What's the matter, man? That joke ain't got no money. He up there crying. What's wrong?
I ain't got no money.
Hush, boy, I'll give you some. Him. You want some of my ice cream? Somebody wants some of your ice cream. Somebody needs some of your help. And you got the power and the ability to help them. The love will help. Now, hatred won't help. Animosity won't help. But love will. The guy that saw this man beat down, and he was a Samaritan. Jews and Samaritans don't fool with each other. Of a different culture, of a different nationality. Went forth and took the man, bound his wounds up, took some money out of his pocket, and gave to the inn. And said, if that's not enough, I'm going to take care of it when I get back. What was God trying to show us in that parable? Sometimes you have to go right to the extra mile. Lord, have mercy. It takes some of y'all to go the extra mile sometimes. Because see, if you start thinking about what somebody done for you, you ain't going to do it. If you start thinking about them jokers, and then the devil interject that negative stuff. And we as saints of God and Christians, we think positive things. No matter how long or how much somebody done fail, there's always help for somebody. Don't never count everybody out, y'all. Don't count them out. They might be on dope, crack. They might drink too much. They might do anything. Hey, it might not even be clean living. Don't count them out. Don't count them out. Because if they come in church, they'll outlive you. If God ever get a hold on them, if he ever get a hook in them, they're going to see God for who he is. Because love helps. Love delivers. God, love edifies. He don't care who you are. He ain't caring who you slept with. He don't care who you been with. I said, he'll bring you out, all the way out. Hold your head up high. I'm ashamed, Brother Cardinal, some of the things I've done. I'm ashamed, Brother Cardinal. I should be ashamed of what I done. But I ain't got time to be ashamed. I need to serve God. Because we ain't here that long, saints of God. The death door is still coming. Folks leaving here like flies. And we're up here talking about, I don't know if I can. You better get in a hurry. Old people back in the day just sang a song. It may be my last time. I don't know. And I'm not talking about older people either. I'm talking about young folk too. Lord, have mercy. This thing don't discriminate. So you have to get in a hurry. Because as we get up and I see you today, the numbers get fewer and fewer. What's so-and-so? What's so-and-so at? What's so-and-so? You don't know what life's going to drop by. Love helps saints of God. Love delivers. Be strong in the Lord with all your might. Let me hear it again and get on out of here. It says that God sent us Jesus to help us. That's 1 John 4:10. Herein is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his son to be our sacrifice for us. God sent down Jesus for me and you because we was in trouble. We some dumb dogs and didn't even know it. We done turned our backs on the Lord. Then God said, Jesus, I'm going to send you on, and I'm going to send a son down here for me, you, and you. He sent him down. Now Jesus himself, when he came down amongst man, had the power to come off the cross if he wanted to. Do y'all know who he was? He had the power to come off the cross. He had the power not to take the ridicule and the persecution. He had the power not to take anything man put up on him because he was God-like. He was divine. But he set himself up and said, I'm going to humble myself because I love you and I'm going to take all. Sometimes being last will put you first. Sometimes being last will put you first. It ain't how you finish the race. Just long you finish. Can I melt a little bit? We used to have folks in school just dead last, running.
run.
They come around, going to race all over with. Everybody, we sitting down, relax. But that one kid, here he come around that corner. Do y'all not know everybody start clapping for him? Well, ain't no really need to go fast. You the only one in the race. He kicking though, but he finished. So it don't matter what you accumulate in this earth. It don't matter how much money you got, because it ain't going to make no difference. You're just going to leave it back here for somebody to fight over. In this earth, it ain't going to matter. But what you gain for the heavenly place, for a house that he done prepared for you, that's what we just getting ready for. Yeah. Because now, you know, that's what I'm trying to make it to. I'm trying to make it where we want to have no more worries, where every day will be Sunday.